I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah, yeah.
John Cicada has sold millions of pop albums since launching his solo career in the early 1990s. His Spanish language recordings have fared just as well, earning him 2 Grammy Awards. He earned his first Grammy with the Spanish version of his 1992 debut album, which became the best-selling Latin album that year. Having conquered the pop world, John decided to return to his jazz roots, inspired by such crooners as Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, and Joe Williams. John says, "I've always enjoyed the fusion of varied musical styles within my own music because I grew up listening to so many different grooves as a kid.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul."
John Cicada's jazzy remake of the 1930 classic Body and Soul. John was only 9 years old when he emigrated with his parents from Cuba to the U.S. His interest in music blossomed at the University of Miami in Florida, where he became an accomplished jazz musician. After 6 years of studies, he earned a master's degree in jazz vocal performance. In the late 80s, John was hired as a backup singer for pop superstar Gloria Estefan. He also collaborated with her as a songwriter on some of her best-known ballads. John literally stepped into the spotlight when he was invited to sing several solos during Estefan's 1991 concert tour. A year later, he notched his first top 10 single as a solo artist, Just Another Day. John revisits his most recognizable hits, including Just Another Day and Angel, on his all-jazz outing Expressions. Fans are also treated to Letter from a Friend, a tune he co-wrote while starring in the Broadway musical Grease in 1995. Last month, John was one of more than 50 Latin All-Stars who participated in the Spanish language recording of We Are the World to benefit victims of the earthquake in Haiti. In May, John will appear with the National Symphony Orchestra and special guest Tito Puente Jr. at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. I'm Doug Levine.
Got a letter from my friend. The first one that she sent. Which is strange, she's one to call to say she misses me and all. So it took me by surprise to have to realize what she's really.